The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Sunny.
The skies
old
are
man
sunny.
Depression, you are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, the stock market, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
We have a big show for you tonight.
And Ed, we have not just a big show, a fantastic show lined up for you. We have so much to talk about with all the volatility and everything that's been going on in the stock market. We have a ton to talk about, but before we do one single thing, let me introduce myself to you. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 wonderful, marvelous, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. It is an honor. It is a privilege. We are so blessed. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in these United States, actually for the sixth year in a row.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back, and I love Barron's for that, too, as a matter of fact. And in fact, since last weekend was Valentine's Day, I love everybody. I'm just so in love with everything. So let's talk about what we are going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, as you guys may know, if you've been listening to this show all year, and if you haven't, I got to tell you, you've been missing out, okay? You've been missing out because on this show, I said we were going to have a correction, and we did. On this show, I said the Dow would hit 26,500, and we did. On this show, I said the Dow would hit 23,500 if a correction came, and we did. I also said that it would bounce back from that, and we have. So, therefore, what you want to listen to now is what will cause the next market crash, okay? Because I'm also the advisor who on this radio show said that it was time to sell in November of 2007, which was a year before Lehman collapsed, and we said to stay out for all of 2008 during the market crash at that time. So I want to go over with you what I consider to be one of the biggest threats that you have to your financial well-being, which is a market crash. Okay, especially if you're retired or retiring soon. So how do you know when they're coming and that kind of thing? So we'll talk about that. Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about something that we do with a prospective client. And we work with people that are over the age of 50, retired, retiring soon. And so, you know, one of the things that we sit down with a prospective client, the first thing we do is we calculate a number that is called your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E, the hurdle rate. Okay, so this is the how we determine how much risk we need to take when it comes to investing your money for you. Okay, so we'll talk about how to calculate that number and we'll help you with that. Now, also, one of the topics that we talk about just about every time with our clients is Social Security. and when to take it, how to take it, all those kinds of decisions. And one of the conceptual things that I want to go over with you this week is Social Security as a source of income versus your investments as a source of income, and which one's better, okay? Because they're both sources of income. So if you delay taking Social Security and you have to take it from your investments instead versus taking it from your investments, so we'll talk about that later on, just to kind of help you make those decisions. Now also, as I mentioned, we don't believe that you should buy and hold. Okay. The reason why I, you know, we told our clients and those of you listening to this show to sell in November of 2007 is because we have a strategy that we call buy, hold, and sell. Okay. With the emphasis on the word sell. Okay. We are scaredy cats. We are afeared of the stock market. We love it, but we are scared of it. Okay. Kind of like I was about to say my wife, but I'm not going to say that. No. It's respect. It's a healthy respect for the power that this that the stock market has. Okay, so you want to be careful with the stock market. I always call it a pet tiger that you have in the living room, and it seems pretty tame and cuddly and everything, but you always got to watch it. But be that as it may, the buy-hold idea that you hear a lot, or what I call the myth, the number one myth when it comes to buy-hold is the market always comes back. So it doesn't matter how far down it goes. You know, it'll come back. And so you just stay in and you take a beating and it doesn't matter anymore. You know, just hold on because everything will work out. Well, I got to tell you that that is, in my view, a recipe for disaster if you are retired or you are wanting to retire. So we'll deal with buy hold myth number one, which is, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. Hey, it's all right. We'll deal with that one later on in the show. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
But Buzz, on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And in this week's segment, we're going to talk about the window of opportunity, because the new tax law has created massive opportunity, and don't kid yourself, it's not going to last forever, okay? The exemptions have gone up and all of that, and it's a time to take advantage of it if you are in such a frame, all right? So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. Now, before we dive into all this, I got to share a quick story with you. So as you guys probably know, last weekend was Valentine's Day, Wednesday was Valentine's Day, and I almost experienced a St. Valentine's Day massacre. Okay, so this is what happened. You're laughing. I've been married to my wife for 32 years. All right, it'll be 33 years in about a month. So 32 years we've been married. And you would think by now I would know better. I made the biggest rookie mistake like ever in the history. You know, guys, listen up. If you're a newlywed or whatever, listen to this, okay? So my wife said, you know, for Valentine's Day, we don't have to do anything, right? She goes, it's okay. We'll just stay home. We'll watch TV. It's all okay. And I'm like, okay. And then on Valentine's Day, she shows up at the office with a big bouquet of flowers, chocolate-covered strawberries. And I mean, she's all like that. And she walks in and she's all beautiful and everything. And I'm looking at her like, wait, what's that?
Houston, we have a problem.
And I'm like, what is that? What are you doing here with that? And she's like, it's Valentine's Day. I brought you stuff. And I'm like, Faye, you said we weren't doing anything for Valentine's Day. She goes, are we going out to dinner tonight? And I'm like, we are now. So I had to scramble. And you know what it's like to try to get a reservation at a nice restaurant on Valentine's Day if you're calling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon the night of? Oh, my. Anyway, it all worked out, and the St. Valentine's Day massacre we got away without it. Anyway, let's talk about what will cause the next market crash. Now, you know, a lot of times the economics are counterintuitive. They don't make sense. Okay, so what I'm about to tell you will, on the surface, appear not to make sense. But as I explain it, I think you'll see that it does. Okay, so what causes recessions? What do you think causes recessions? The answer is good economies cause recessions. good times cause a recession. Whoa, how does that happen? Well, because recessions are caused not by a lack of demand, but an oversupply. So if the economy is doing very, very well, okay, think of real estate, okay? So the economy is doing well. Everybody's building apartment buildings, office buildings, you know, all this stuff. There's construction everywhere. People are building. And next thing you know, there's this gigantic oversupply of real estate. So then what happens? There's too much. And when there's too much, all those people in that real estate business, they got nothing to do now until that supply is soaked up and they go into a recession. Retailers, same thing. When the economy's good, they all want to make sure they've got all their stuff in their store. So when you walk in, nobody walks in and says, oh, I can't find this. I'm going next door. So everybody stocks up. It happens across the entire economy. And what you have is this massive oversupply. And when you have an oversupply, you get a recession. And when you get recessions, almost always, you get a market correction or a bear market, okay? And so therefore, that's, I think, the reason why the stock market was so worried last week or 2 weeks ago when we had the correction, because of the fact that we got this really good news on the economy. And what that means, therefore, is that if things are really, really good, that's usually when a recession comes. I mean, that sounds crazy, but that's the reality of it. And when that happens, you get a market correction. And I think the next market, the next bear market is going to be significant. We have $20 trillion worth of debt, almost $200 trillion worth of debt globally. We have economies barely growing around the world. Ours is growing, but you know what? It's built on debt, so I don't know if that's real growth or not. And so I think this next correction, this next bear market could be very significant, and you need to plan ahead for that, okay? You need to be diversified. You need to have a strategy to address that, and you need to have a plan. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And find the, there's a, you'll see a link there that says sign up for a seminar. And at the seminar, we talk about the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being, okay? Three of the worst enemies. You've got inflation, you've got taxes, and bear markets. Those are the three that I think are the major bad guys when it comes to your financial well-being. And to the extent that you're able to address those guys and mitigate or eliminate those, then I think that's how far you'll go in your financial well-being. So at the seminar, we'll be talking about our buy, hold, and sell strategy, and that'll help to address the bear markets. We'll have strategies on how to reduce your income taxes. We'll talk about the best investments to use to fight inflation with historically, and you'll learn tons and tons of great info. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or you are retiring soon, go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Sign up for the seminar, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the hurdle rate, which is how to determine how much risk you should take with your investments. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And if louses go back to their spouses when the stock market's going down, man, there must have been a lot of family reunions over the last couple of weeks. But anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years and a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we now work with over 7,800 beautiful families, and we are honored and privileged to do so. And we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or who are retiring soon. So if that's you, you can go to our website, moneymatters.net, learn all about us. This show is designed for you as well. And, you know, we have two goals for our clients and for those of you listening to the show as well. The first one is to hopefully give you financial peace of mind, okay? We don't want you to worry about all this boring financial stuff, all right? We want to worry about it for you. And then secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay? Now, after you're gone, your kids can take care of themselves. We just wanted to make sure we're taking care of you. All right? So that's our those are our two goals. One is to give you financial peace of mind, and the second is to have your money last as long as you do. So
I feel better already.
Wow, is that what it sounds like when you feel better? Holy cow. that guy, he's not feeling very well at all, if you ask me. But anyway, so there's a number that we calculate, which is called the hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E. Okay, so this is, let me give you the background, all right? So one of the things that we believe, we have a core value which says that you should only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Okay, so we try to push our clients down to the least amount of risk that we can take as possible. We're not risk takers. We're not after high returns. We're after making the rate of return that'll keep you comfortable for the rest of your life. All right, so how do we determine that? And by the way, here's my philosophy on it. If the goal is to make the most money possible, all right, if that's the goal, then here's what I recommend. Everybody that's listening to this show, what I want you to do is I want you to, on Monday, when the market opens up, I want you to sell all of your investments. Sell it all, okay? Turn it all into cash. And then put it in a suitcase, and we'll all meet at the airport, and we'll all fly to Las Vegas together, okay? And when we get there, we're going to take all that money, everything you own, and we're going to bet it all on black, okay? Now, if we do that and we hit, guess what? You are going to be a really rich person. Of course, the other side of it is it could be red, in which case you'll be a very poor person. Okay? So if you want to make the most money, there you go. That's your answer. So somewhere between betting it all on black in Las Vegas and burying it in the backyard in a box lies how much risk is appropriate for you. Okay? So how do we determine that? And my view is that you should only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So let's, and that number that we use to determine that is called the hurdle rate. Okay, so let's say, for example, that we do the calculation and we determine that if you earn 4% return on your money, we have a high degree of confidence that you'll be able to support your lifestyle from now on. Okay, so that therefore says your hurdle rate would be 4%. Okay, we need to meet or beat 4. Now, let's say that it was 6%. Or let's say it was 7%. Okay, each one of those requires a different portfolio strategy, a different level of risk to accomplish that. Okay, so what we look at first is the hurdle rate, so as to determine what rate of return we need to earn to support your lifestyle. Then we construct the portfolio to give us a high probability of achieving that hurdle rate. Okay, now if somebody leads with product, if you go in and the first thing they do is they want to sell you a mutual fund, or they want to sell you an ETF, or they want to sell you an annuity, or whatever it may be, and they didn't do the calculation to determine how much risk you need to take, then I think they don't have your best interest at heart, with all due respect. Okay, I think they may be selling a product for which they get a commission. So I would be very careful with that. The first thing you want to do is you want to know how much risk you need to take. Once you know that, then you can determine your portfolio. And so, for example, let's say that you have a person, and I'll go to the extreme, okay? Let's say you have a person who is fortunate enough that they have a pension and they have Social Security, and between the two of those, they get, let's say, $90,000 a year. And let's say that their cost of living is $60,000 a year. So that means that they could have no investments, and their pension and Social Security would cover their cost of living the rest of their lives. So in theory, their hurdle rate is zero, right? In other words, we could take all their money and just put it in the checking account and make, whatever the checking accounts pay right now, and they would never run out of money. Okay? So that's an exaggerated deal. We would not most likely do that, but just to illustrate the point. Now, if you want to know what your hurdle rate is, if you'd like to calculate that, and if you want to build a financial plan to help give you the income you need during your retirement, if you like the idea that you want to have financial peace of mind and that you want your money to last as long as you do, then here's what I encourage you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. On our website, we have videos, we have podcasts, we have articles on a variety of topics that if you are in the mode of retiring or retiring soon, I think you'll find very, very interesting. Okay, we talk about Social Security, income taxes, estate planning, all kinds of topics. And while you're there, what you can also do is you can click on Meet with an Advisor. Okay, and if you click on that, then you'll put your info in there and we'll call you to schedule a time to visit with one of our advisors. Okay, now when we visit with you, we want to help you to develop your entire financial plan. We want to go from soup to nuts, and we'll do it all at no charge or obligation, okay? So if we can help you, that is fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too, So either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. We want to, you know, we want to have lots of friends. I like having friends, and I'd like to be your friend. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, you can go to our website. Again, it is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Now, also, you know, if you want to not come directly to an advisor and talk directly right at the outset, but you'd like to learn more about our general philosophies on things that have to do with your retirement, then go to our website for that, too, and find where it says sign up for a seminar. Our seminars, we have them lined up near you. We have tons of them every year. And so if you'd like to go to a seminar, I'd encourage you to go to the seminar for one simple reason. And that is that at the seminars, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And let me tell you something. These cookies are 6 inches wide and 1 inch thick. Okay? These are a meal in and of themselves. Those were the people that were at the last seminar that were enjoying our cookies. And these cookies, we make them with the chocolate chunk cookies, and we make them also with those plump, juicy yellow raisins, the oatmeal raisin ones. And that's the only reason you should go to the seminar. So go to moneymatters.net and sign up. Maybe you'll learn about your finances at the same time, but who cares? You can get a cookie. Anyway, we need to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security versus your investments, and also buy hold myth number one, which is, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. With Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. This is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. I'm so glad you are with us. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years. I started when I was 3, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And, you know, we work with over 7,800 families in 43 states, and it is an honor, it is a privilege. And Financial Times recently named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. So
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. And, you know, we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, you can go to our website to learn more about us. If you're interested, it is moneymatters.net. Okay, so moneymatters.net. Now, one of the topics that invariably comes up when we are visiting with clients is Social Security. Okay, that's one of the top topics. Ooh, I like that. Top topics. Can you say that four times? Anyway, top topics that we talk about. Top topics that we talk about with our clients. And what? Hey, you got to have fun when you're doing the show, okay? It's tongue twisters. So, is Social Security. And so, in my view, when you're looking at Social Security and when to take it, how to take it, and all those kind of things, really what you're doing is you're making a cash flow decision. You know, you're just looking at when should I get the money? If I wait and I get more later versus now, you know, how does it affect my cash flow? And if I have to get it from somewhere else, then I've got that cash flow. It creates a tax. And all these kind of considerations are what go into that decision making. But essentially, if you distill it, it's how do I make my cash flow the best? Okay, that's what it's all about. So therefore, if you're looking at Social Security, you're looking at your investments, which if you're like most of our clients, that's you're going to need your investments to supply you with income to supplement Social Security. And then you've got Social Security. So you got two sources of cash flow. And the beauty of Social Security is that it is taxed at a preferred way, in a preferred way, depending on where you're going to get the alternative source of income. So let me just explain. Let's say that all of your money is sitting in your IRAs, 401ks, and all that. That's where the vast majority of your, that's where you're going to be getting your income from, okay? So if you take the money from there, then the dollars coming out most likely are going to be taxed at the highest tax rate, which is the ordinary income tax rate. On the other hand, if you took the money from Social Security, just think of them as piles of money that you're going to draw income from. You got your investments, you got this Social Security pile of money, and you're going to take that from there. If you take the income from Social Security, then every dollar is not taxed, okay? It's the dollars, 85% in a worst case scenario are taxed. But in some cases, many of our clients, it's taxed much lower than that, okay? So you have a tax play there. The other thing also is that the longer you don't touch your investments, the longer they can grow, and they can grow tax deferred if they're in your retirement plans versus taking it from Social Security. So there are a lot of advantages to not waiting a long time to take your Social Security. Usually at around 66 is when we say, you know, you should take it. But in some cases, taking it at 62 makes sense as well. Okay? So it's not a simple decision, but it is a cash flow decision. So you need to sit down and look at, if I did it this way versus I did it that way, which one gives me the longest longevity of my money, okay? And as we've said before, our goal is for your money to last as long as you do, okay? So therefore, we want to make sure, to the extent that we can, that you're doing it correctly, okay? Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors regarding your financial planning, your estate planning, Social Security, if you're retiring, if you sold your business, if you inherited money, you know, all those kind of things, then here's what I suggest. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. moneymatters.net, and click on the link that says meet with an advisor. If you do that, you put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we want to do, like I said, is we want to go over your entire financial life from A to Z, from soup to nuts, okay? We want to go over your income taxes, your estate planning, your investments, your diversification, your goals, everything. And if we want to help you to build a plan. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. But either way, there's no charge. There's no obligation for all of that. And we will part friends.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I'm glad too. So take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no charge or obligation. And it's at moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have buy, hold myth number one, which is the market always comes back. Oh, yeah, right. We'll talk about that one when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me.
This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And let me tell you something, they have been that. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And, you know, we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. It warms my heart. We are so blessed. We are so thankful. And all of you clients listening right now, we love you so much. We appreciate you. And if you're not a client and you're listening to this show, I appreciate you too, just not as much. Okay, just to be honest. But I do appreciate you for listening to the show, and I do love you too. This is a segment of the show, and by the way, just so you, in case you didn't know, because I think maybe you didn't, our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, was named one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States by Forbes just recently. So, and we specialize in working with people that are over 50, retired, retiring soon. So if that's you, our website is moneymatters.net, and you can sign up for my market alert email. You can sign up for seminars. We have information on there about topics that relate to retirement planning, et cetera. And I think you'll find a lot of good stuff on our website. Anyway, one of the things that is foundational to our philosophy of managing our clients' money is that we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? We're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to help you to not become poor. And there are a few things I can think of. There are very few things I can think of that can make you poor faster than a bear market. Okay? I mean, if you think about Y2K, you think about 2008, you think about 1929, 1974, 1937, 1954. I mean, you go down the list of all the bear markets, 1973, 74, that was a big one too. You know, these are the things that can cause people to have to change their entire lives. Bear markets, I think, are a significant threat to your financial well-being. And so we don't like this notion of buy and hold, which says that, you know, no matter what's going on, no matter how bad the market is going to get, you just stay in there because you know why? And this is buy hold myth number one, which is, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. All you got to do is just sit there in your hammock, sip mint juleps, and it all take care of itself. Well, there's an expression that you may have heard, and I think it was Oscar Wilde, but somebody will probably correct me on this one. But and that is that the market can remain irrational far longer than you can remain solvent. Okay, so think about that one. Now, the market may come back, yes, but you may not be solvent by the time that it does. You may not even be alive by the time it does. You may run out of life before it even comes back, okay? So let me give you an example. You know, the stock market crashed in 1929. Right, the market, you know how far down it went from peak to trough? 87%. 87. Okay, so if you had $1 million, you got $130,000 left. That's it. And now you got to live on that. How are you going to do that?
Oh, I'm so scared.
Okay, think about it. Now, the market did come back. You know, the buy holders will tell you, hey, you know, so what? It went down 87%. Big deal. I mean, what are you worried about that for? Okay, the market came back. Everybody knows that. Well, sure it did. You know how long it took? 25 years. It was 1954 before it got back to even. Now, our clients are 60-ish. Okay, so I don't know. I don't want to sit there and wait 25 years to get back to even. And the thing about it is that if you are taking money out while you're trying to get back to even, okay, you're doing what farmers are calling eating your seed corn. Okay, you're drawing down while it's going down at the same time, and then you got to live on it while it's trying to go back up again. It's a heavy burden for your investments to have to handle. Now, you know what? You're probably saying, "Yeah, but you know what? That's a ridiculous example. You know, we can't look at that." So, let's look at there are other examples. Look at Japan. You know, Japan's stock market peaked, the Nikkei peaked in 1989. Do you know that it is still today? What are we? 9 years later, it is still down 25% from the peak. It may never get back to even. Okay? And I've met people who are just now getting back to even from what happened in 2008. And what are we now, 10 years later? So you got it, you know, if you're living on your money, bear markets, I think, are very dangerous. If you want to retire, see, one of the things I mentioned earlier in the show is we look at your retirement as a cash flow exercise, okay? We want to make sure, to the extent that we can, that you can get income, that you get cash flow to cover your expenses and your standard of living that you want. So if you have, and $1 million is a fun number to work with. So if you have $1 million and you take out 4%, which is generally where we like to keep our clients, then that means you can take $40,000 out. Okay, so now let's say you have a bear market like the one in Y2K. Okay, the market went down about half. So now you got $500,000. Or in 2008, where it went down 57%, and now you've got $430,000. All right, but let's go with $500,000. So you got half your money left. If you're still taking out that same $40,000, you're now taking 8% out from your money. You see that? Because that same $40,000 is 8% of the $500,000 you got now. So if you're taking out 8%, what do your investments now have to do to compensate, to keep up with that? They got to make 8%, right? And can you guarantee me that you're going to make 8% for the rest of your life every year without fail? Nobody can do that, I don't think, unless they're, I don't know, magical or Bernie Madoff. Okay, so I'm telling you, if you lose half your money, you have to cut your standard of living in half because you don't know when it will come back and you cannot afford to take the risk of running out of money, in my view. That's worse. So you got to make some important decisions. You may not be able to retire. So therefore, I think it is so important to have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy. And we told our clients and we told those of you listening to this show and those of you getting my market alert email in November of 2007 that it was time to get out of the stock market, out of the S&P, out of the Dow, out of all of that. And we said to stay out for all of 2008, and we didn't say bye until June of 2009, which is almost a year and a half later, okay? And those that followed my advice didn't lose money in the stock market in 2008, and we want that. We want not, our strategy is not perfect. I'm not saying that. You can learn more about that by going to our website, but be that as it may, I think it is so important if you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, that you plan for the next market crash. And don't get caught up in these buy-hold myths which say, you know, the market's going to come back, so don't worry about it. Okay? Believe me, you can become insolvent before it comes back. And you don't
want to. You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
Very persistent, Duke. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. You got a variety of things you can do there. Certainly, you can sign up for my market alert email, which I encourage you to do. It's free. You can also sign up for one of our seminars, or you can sign up to visit with one of our advisors to help you to build your financial plan. Take advantage of the resources we provide for you. We want to help you. And if we can't, we're going to tell you. And if we can't, we would love it. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our estate tip of the week, which is on how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
We have supersonic planes.
Who wants a private landing field too?
And private landing fields too. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. And you'll notice I said families. We consider our clients to be members of our family. And so we love on them, and hopefully they love us back. I think they do. Anyway, it's not up to them to love us back. It's up to us to love on them. So, and recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And actually, they've done so now for 6 years in a row. And without the aforementioned beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you are having a fantastic weekend. I hope everything is coming up roses for you. I enjoy doing this show for you, and I hope you enjoy listening to it as well. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, the little squirts. And, you know, I just got to tell you, I want to say this right now. Don't send me an email about the greedy, unwashed, undeserving comment, okay? I know that your heirs are not greedy, unwashed, and undeserving, although some of them are, all right? We got to be honest, all right? But invariably, I get an email from somebody that gets offended by that. I'm only kidding, okay? Although I think yours need to be hosed off a little bit. I think they're a little unwashed. Anyway, let's talk about the estate tip of the week this week, which is the window of opportunity, all right? So the new tax law has basically increased the estate tax exemption to over $11 million per person. So this has created massive opportunity. So I want to talk about that with you. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, estate planning, in its essence, is the, I guess it's an art, of transferring wealth without high costs and high taxes. And a lot of estate planning involves creating trusts and putting money into trusts so that they are there for your beneficiaries, and you get discounting and you get all these different strategies that you can use. And in the past, you know, the limitations have been that the most you could put into a trust or something like that, you know, I remember back when it was $200,000 at one time. And, you know, then it went up to $600,000, and then it went to, under President Obama, $3.5 million. And now under Donald Trump, it is now over $11 million per person. So the opportunity that this creates, and it's a window of opportunity because I don't think it's going to be here forever. You know, at the very least, it sunsets in 2025. So this is going to go away in 7 years anyway, unless the law is changed. But for the time being, it is here now. So what does it mean? It means that you can remove from your estate, if you're a married couple, up to $22 million of your estate. And you can put it in trust. So most of you listening to the show don't have $22 million, I dare say. Would I be right? Except you, Jack. You've got $23 million. So. So how do you take advantage of that? Well, for example, you know, one of the things we've talked about on this show is the Cupert, right? You can put your home into a trust, and you can make a large gift and into the trust, live in the house for the rest of your life. Upon your death, it goes to your kids. So if you have an expensive home, that's a very, very attractive thing for you to look at. Also, if you have any kind of appreciated assets or you have, you know, life insurance you want to put into a trust, there's all kinds of planning opportunities now because you have almost an unlimited amount. I mean, $11 million per person, in my view, is an unlimited amount. Okay, so you can pretty much put your entire estate into different vehicles and avoid estate taxes on that. It's a tremendous opportunity. Now, not all of you want to put everything you own into a trust for your kids. I get it. But maybe you have portions or you have assets that you want to do that with and avoid estate taxes. Maybe you have a small business, okay, and you want to put the business in a trust. And if you do that, then the growth of that business will be outside of your estate. Upon your death, you'll avoid estate taxes. So there's all kinds of opportunities available to you right now, and the iron is hot. So don't wait and think it's going to be here forever because it won't be, I don't think. All right, so make sure you talk with someone about your estate planning. Make sure you talk to a professional, an estate planning attorney. But also, what I encourage you to do is to talk to one of our financial advisors about your estate planning. Okay, so if you're interested in passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor in a least tax, most cost-efficient way, then you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And click on Meet with an Advisor. You can meet with an advisor. Now, we want to talk with you about the entire range of your financial planning. Okay, so not just estate planning, although that's important, but we also want to talk about, for example, Social Security, your 401ks, how do you get income, can you retire, how much money are you going to need to retire on, how do you get income when you're retired, how do you reduce your income taxes. We have tons and tons of information that we'd love to talk with you about and help you with. And of course, as always, if we can help you, fantastic. We love it. But if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. So you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is the website. And you can sign up to meet with an advisor. You can sign up to go to one of our seminars. And you can do all of that at moneymatters.net. Well, you know what? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. Man, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. Folks, we'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.